بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله we completed 28 para today Allah must accept it. One of the things that one ayat that we recited today was regarding the Yahudis in Madinatul Munawwara. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam allowed them to stay in Madinah Sharif. He had some agreement made with them. But unfortunately, they did not abide to the agreement. And they started whispering among themselves, the Sahabas watching all of what's happening. And they began to plot what to do with Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They decided to call Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to go see them. And what they're going to do, then they're going to throw a big rock on him to kill him. Na'udhu billah. Allah Ta'ala always reminds him in terms of wahi. Allah Ta'ala stayed to inform him of this thing. So he was going there and he stopped going there. And then he went to the Yahudis and told them that now I'm giving you a certain time to leave this place. Because you do not abide to the agreement, now you have to leave. However, there were some munafiqin in Madinah Sharif. They went and told them that don't have to worry. We will be with you when the time comes. Nothing can happen to you all. However, when the time came, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went and told them that now they have to leave. So these people were thinking that the munafiqin will come and help them. No one came to help them. Now when no one came to help them, what they have to do? Only one way, to move out. Now just imagine the tariqah of Nabi Karim, you're not telling the God is straight way to leave. But prepare yourself and then you leave. And take whatever you want, take and go. That's what Islam teaches us. That's how he got rid of them. Yahudis in the beginning too, from the time of Nabi Karim, they were always not in good terms, never tried to be accepting Rasulullah. That was one incident that took place. But the most important thing which I want to discuss today with you all is our children. Three ayahs we recited today. إِنَّمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ أَوْلَادُكُمْ فِتْنَةً يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ لَا تُلْهِكُمْ أَمْوَالُكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ And يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ قُوا أَنْفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا These ayahs were recited tonight, but the lesson behind it, you notice that how many of us are showing importance to the upbringing of our children. You'll be surprised that we got so many madrasas here, we got so many darulooms here, but my Hazrat Mullah Masoodullah Sahib says that all with all the darulooms and madrasas and all, day by day the fitna is increasing by the time. All the time there's increase of fitna all the time. In the early days we did not have all these things, but we had good children. We had children who were obedient, respect to the parents. Now it's like that, you know, the parents before should say how nice with their children. Now they're regretting why they didn't children. But the children are this kind that they're showing disrespect, whether they're becoming hafiz or whatever they're becoming. But they are showing so much of disrespect to parents, the parents are now tired what to do. They don't know what to do. And Allah Ta'ala says, لَا تُلْهِكُمْ أَمْوَالُكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ That at no cost you must try to divert your attention to the children, but not divert from Allah Ta'ala's remembrance. And it comes to your possession and the children. You find every child is now today. He can be half of the Quran also. But you notice this, but he's diverting himself away from the Quran, from Allah Ta'ala and the teaching of Allah Ta'ala. And what's the cause of it? Nothing else besides the cell phone. The cell phone has brought about a lot of fitna in this world. To that extent that husband and wife, there's no more understanding anymore. There's no happiness at home at all. Whereas the child from a very timid age is looking at the mother and father, how they're behaving. And you not know that they are picking up everything. Now you find them parents telling them, you know, telling us, you know, my child is a master in cell phone. He knows exactly what to do. But you do not understand the harm the child is causing. You have caused your child to Now it's like that one person comes and tells me when I go to watch away for my grandchildren, no more the grandchildren come to see me too. Tomorrow looks like they want to go to Kabristan also. To that extent it's gone. So much of disrespect. And it's merely because the big people. If the house, the big people are straight, everyone will be straight. But if you're not straight at home, what do you expect? Then? You don't expect a child to be straight. So everything goes wrong because the husband and wife, because they got their own time to worry about the cell phone and the child are watching out this thing. And when they watch all this thing, what happens? Oh, anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Allah says, save yourself and your family from the fire of Jahannam. And the fuel of it is man and stones. And they've been controlled by the Farishtas who will always remember that, only follow the command of Allah. Now all this we know about it. And we know our homes are on fire. Everything we can see about it. The parents know about it. Everyone knows about it. They said they're going to, you're listening to all the big bayans. You got the channels on there. You're going to private classes to go this class and that class. But what difference does that make to your child? Your child is no more of that kind. Today that time has come that the child has to go for madrasa. He has to go for private tuition, but he leave the madrasa. Madrasa is no more important. That time was different that the parents should come when a child comes from madrasa and ask, what have you learned? Today the parents when a child comes to from madrasa are not worried what you learned, what is your home school homework? In other words, you're not concerned of Islam at all. If you got no Islam in your house, what do you expect outside to happen? So we have to be very careful and show very important to you, my dear friend. You don't know how dangerous it's gone to. It's gone to so serious, we're not taking it serious. You come to know your child is, before a child should not even backchat the mother and father. Today the child backchat the mother and father. What's the meaning of that? No respect at all. So where is it gone from, where it started from? So you look into yourself, even in life of your own. Don't talk of next person. It's very easy to talk of next person, talk of yourself. You come to realize that your own child, he did not become bad because outside, became bad in your own house. Because the way you and your husband and wife are behaving, that's the outcome of the child afterwards. So the cell phone is a killer. It's a cancer. And remember one thing, if you want your child to do not to progress in Islam, you not want your child to be obedient, give him a cell phone. Because then you see, you come to realize that same child will become your enemy. Become your enemy. If you have used this in any way, no matter how brilliant the child would be, but you go to school also, you learn nothing because he's only behind a cell phone. That's why in the masajid too, the time has come now that you find people are busy with a cell phone when namaz is taking place too. Taraweeh is taking place, they're busy with a cell phone. When they come to the masjid, they're busy with a cell phone. What are they doing? What are they doing? Is that what's called all the filth that we're looking at? If this is what Islam is, that's why Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, a time will come the mosque will be full, but the heart will be empty. It will be empty. In other words, the mosque will be very full, but it will be empty because the purpose is forgotten. We have to come, let us put ourselves right. If we're not going to put ourselves right, our children will be far after this, what's going to happen to them? They show concern. Let's be concerned about it. Let me take it more seriously. You don't know how serious the matter is. You do not know, because tomorrow you want to become a father too. And if you do not understand it today, please open your eyes and tell the mothers at home to now wake up a little bit. To try to change your way of life. Because madrasa can do nothing. The house begins in a madrasa. Everything in the madrasa is from the house. It's how the mother and father bring up the child. They bring up the correct way. Then you notice that inshallah it can go anywhere if not affect them. So make dua to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala, just pious children. We need pious children. You don't know when the time you leave this world, you come to realize how much of pious thing you need. When you go to Qabr also, the same child, if you train the correct way, when you pass away, he'll come to Qabristan to make dua for you too. Or that home, from home you want to make dua to. And in Jannah, when Allah Ta'ala give you status, say, Ya Allah, I did not do anything, how come you give me so much of status? He said, it's because of your pious child in the world, you make dua in Maghrib also. So what a great gift, may Allah Ta'ala give us pious children, so that we know it will benefit in the world too, and it will be in the Akhirah. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad. Wa ala ala sayyidina Mawlana Muhammadin wa sallam. ربنا اتمنا نورنا واغفر لنا انك على كل شيء قدير اللهم انا نسالك رضاك والجنه ونعوذ بك من شرك اللهم احسن عاقبتنا في الامور كلها واجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الاخره ربنا لا تؤاخذنا ان نسينا واخطانا ولا تحمل علينا اصرا كما حملت على الذين من قبلنا ربنا لا تحملنا ما لا طاقه لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا انت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة انك انت الوهاب ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة انك انت الوهاب ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين انعمت عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن اولئك رفيقا ربنا اتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا انك على كل شيء قدير ربنا واعطنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامه ولا تخزنا يوم القيامه ولا تخزنا يوم القيامه انك لا تخلف الميعاد اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا اللهم نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة منها اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو اعف عنا يا كريم اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو اعف عنا يا غفور اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة والإيمان بحرمة القرآن وبحرمة النبي آخر الزمان وصلى الله تعالى على آخر سيدنا محمد برحمتك.